The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. And when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." The Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord reveals himself today as the one who is stronger. So this imagery that he uses, when a strong man guards his palace, everything is safe. But when one stronger than he comes and overcomes him, he can distribute his spoils. He's saying, "That is me. I am the one who is stronger. All power and dominion is ultimately mine. You say that I'm working in union with the fallen angels. How can that be? If I was, the kingdom would be divided. But since I am casting them out, clearly I am stronger than they are, and I am working against them." It's really interesting, the very first line, "He was driving out a demon that was mute." An evil spirit has the power to make a person mute. On another occasion, a woman, it says, was hunched over for 18 years. Our Lord does not say it's a medical condition. It's not a physical deformity. He says it was by an evil spirit. He expels the spirit and she stands up straight. Then we hear about the Gerasene demoniac, that chains cannot hold and he inflicts pain upon himself. All these various effects of fallen angels. Father Benedict Rochelle tells the story. Father Benedict Rochelle, one of the leading figures in the church in America over the last 30 years. One time he was bringing Holy Communion into a psychiatric ward. There was a Catholic patient there. And he says he's walking in, and the Eucharist, he doesn't have it visible. It's tucked away in his habit, placed over his heart. No one knows that he's coming, you know, except the person at the front desk. And all these other patients, residents, are in their cells, their rooms. They're sitting in their rooms doing their own things, sitting at a desk, writing a letter, laying on their bed, reading a book. And he walks through the ward, toward the end, the last room where the Catholic patient was. And he says, as he walks by each of the rooms, not every room, but a number of the rooms, the people begin to howl, crying out. Not they themselves, but the spirits in them. He says, so many people in the world today whom we believe have schizophrenia. He says, it's not schizophrenia. But no one anymore believes that there are evil spirits who can inflict these things on human beings. Those people don't need a doctor, they need a priest. And why would they howl? Because our Lord is the one who is stronger, and they know it. Even in our Lord's own life, when he would come to possess people, sometimes what would they say? They would cry out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus, Son of Nazareth? Have you come here to destroy us?" They know it. Just recently, I was speaking with the exorcist down in San Jose, who's one of the leading exorcists in our country. And he shared with me that during the rite of exorcism, everything he says is always in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when he gives a command, when he says, "I command you to reveal your name. I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to tell me, when did you enter this person?" He says, "I never say, I command you in the name of Jesus, or I command you in the name of Christ, or I command you in the name of the Lord," because the evil one can say Jesus. He can say Lord, he can say Christ. But he will never say the Lord Jesus Christ, because that shows our Lord's authority over him. He has a woman, this exorcist in San Jose, who is, he calls her a discerner. She's actually a laywoman who is a convert to Catholicism. She was involved in deliverance ministry before she became a Catholic, a non-Catholic Christian woman. And she said one time she attended an exorcism, and it blew her away when she saw the power and authority of a Catholic priest. It led to her conversion. Recently, they were praying over a man, and the spirit within the man tells the priest, he's saying, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command in the name of Jesus." The spirit says to the man in whom he resides, "Tell him if he asks in his priesthood, I will leave." So the man says, "Father," the spirit says, "if you ask by the power of your priesthood, he will leave me." And this woman, this laywoman who is a discerner, who has gifts of discernment, she immediately said, "Father, he is lying. You ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and only in his name, because that's where all the power resides." There is such power in our Lord's name, because when we use his name, we refer to his person. The first miracle Peter ever worked, as he's walking along the road and there's a crippled beggar, what does he say? "Gold and silver I have not, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, walk." May we keep his sacred name on our lips and in our hearts as often as we can, especially in times of temptation and trial, because he is the one who is stronger. Indeed, his strength is infinite.